Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Change Your Mindset podcast, where it's all about believing in and executing on different and innovative ways to strengthen both your leadership and communication skills to help increase your success, and especially in today's disruptive business environment. One of the most effective ways of building stronger leadership and communication skills is by embracing the principles of improvisation. Yes, that's right, improv. Your host, Peter Margaritis, is an improv virtuoso. He's also a certified speaking professional and a CPA, also known as the accidental accountant. Each episode of Change Your Mindset is designed to bring you different and innovative ideas, thoughts, and behavioral changes on a variety of differing topics, with the sole purpose of strengthening your critical soft skills. We may call them soft skills, but they are the hardest to master. And when we do, greater success and growth is the result. So jump in and start changing your mindset now. Let's start the show.
Kicking a load off. Stress relievers for overwrought leaders, part two. Awareness. Another important tool for reducing stress when you're a leader is awareness. Being aware of your environment can help you control your involvement in whatever situation you find yourself. When you assess your surroundings, your team, those around you, yourself, and other factors, the observations add up to a kind of awareness that will help you develop confidence and overcome stress. Another way of looking at it, what some people call situational awareness, is to examine how well developed your emotional intelligence is. Are you in control of your emotions right now? If you take a moment to consider how you're expressing your emotions and reacting to others around you, would you say that you're being respectful, thoughtful, or empathetic? Being self-aware about our emotions, socially aware of those around us, and having the ability to manage our emotions optimally helps build relationships and ease our level of stress. Awareness is presented here as the third stress-busting tool for leaders because it's a bridge between communication and adaptability. Awareness goes hand in hand with being a better listener and communicator, which results in adapting to situations more quickly and more effectively. Do you know what else can help you become more aware and stress-free? Being prepared. Yeah, you saw that coming because you read that early in the book. You're evolving into a business improviser. Well, being as prepared as you can be in any given situation is important. And yes, even though I want you to be able to confidently go off script in any moment, I still strongly encourage you to be prepared. The more you understand the environment and the variables in the environment you may be going into, or your environment you are frequently in, like a boardroom, the more comfortable you'll be when focusing on what's happening now. Without preparation, you're more concerned about the anxieties, including stress that comes from not being prepared. You can't foresee the unexpected, but you can be ready for it with preparation and the confidence it brings, allowing you to be more aware of the changing dynamics and allowing you to respond in the best way possible. Attitude. All the stress management tools in the world aren't going to help you if you attempt to apply them with the wrong attitude. As they say, attitude is everything. There's a vast difference between I will do the best I can and this is going to fail. If you adopt a better attitude, one that doesn't broadcast defeat or incompetence, you might find that you're doing well. I have learned that this positive attitude impact is equally powerful at work and on the improv stage. No matter your source of stress, your success in overcoming that stress depends on your ability to perceive things positively. You either can see your situation as a challenge and make the most of it, or you can succumb to it and let the stress win. The most significant ways to achieve the kind of attitude that will yield success is learning to shift your perception from, wait for it, yes, but, to yes, and. Let me explain this again, because it's such a vital mindset shift that it bears repeating. But is a conjunction used to introduce something contrasting with what has already been mentioned. And is a conjunction used to connect words of the same part of speech, clause, or sentences that are to be taken jointly. One stops a thought in its tracks and introduces something else. The other connects an additional idea to be considered jointly. It's eye-opening to think how often we use the phrase yes, but, or simply but, with the dynamic effect that happens when you replace but with and. Try it. Think about a conversation you just had with a colleague or friend. Where did one of you say but when it could have been and? How can you change that tone or even the outcome of the conversation? And continues the conversation, gives hope, and makes room for new perspectives. And is a gift. Take a positive attitude in your next meeting, even if you don't ultimately agree on what's being proposed, or you're at least allowing for the possibility of something positive happening, thereby showing respect and support for your associate. This works when you're talking about your inner critic as well. Do this small yet significant shift in language promotes positive attitudes from all and encourages an atmosphere of acceptance and possibilities, not rejection and defeat. As a result, the workplace culture thrives and your leadership stress is reduced. Calm in chaos. Don't panic. If you ever hear someone say, don't panic, it's almost a surefire trigger that tells you to go ahead and start panicking. You don't have to, though. It certainly won't help you. When you're staring chaos in the face, you must refuse to tell yourself that you can't do it, that you can't overcome it or face it. The fact is, you can. And communication, adaptability, awareness, and all the improvisational techniques can help you operate clearly without panicking. You always know you can figure out a way. Be calm in the midst of chaos or crisis is the fifth stress-busting tool for leaders. A big part of staying calm in chaotic moments is learning how to manage your inner critic. We're all familiar with it. The voice tells you you're not good enough, not smart enough, that you shouldn't be here. That voice we spend a lot of time explaining and silencing in chapter 8. What can you do when you start to hear the inner critic? You must flip the script, change the lines, and start programming your brain to use yes and instead of yes but. When you do, you develop confidence. You tell yourself, I can do this. And the more times you repeat it, the more you'll believe it. Here's a few examples of how to incorporate this line into thinking. Yes, I know I'll make mistakes and they will not hamper me. Yes, I won't be perfect. And that means I can only get better. Yes, my boss likes to ask gotcha questions and his aggressive management style doesn't say anything about my competence. Yes, this is a high stakes project and I'm the best person for the job. Humor. The final tool for managing stress in the workplace is a fun one. Yes, fun. Far too many workplaces seem devoid of humor. I often ask my audiences, when was the last time your coworkers bursted out into laughter and it wasn't at your expense? The answer depends on your culture and your colleagues. A regular dose of laughter, however, reduces stress and it's desirable. We all should be laughing more at work. I'm an improv guy, so of course I think humor is important. But do the leadership experts agree? Yes. Yes, they do. In fact, a survey from Robert Half Talent Solutions found that 91% of executives believe a sense of humor is important for career development. And 84% feel that people with a good sense of humor do a better job. Another study by Bell Leadership Institute found that leaders two most desirable traits were a good sense of humor and a strong work ethic. A regular dose of laughter reduces stress, and it's the best medicine. It loosens us up and bolsters our immune system. Stress, on the other hand, can make us sick, causing productivity to plummet. So start laughing and get your coworkers to chuckle as well. Try out some improv exercises, and this book is a great way to get started with the giggles in a safe space where you're developing useful skills along the way. Whether your stress in life results from personal challenges, trouble with family and home, or the demands of your job, so much of your future success in overcoming these challenges might depend on your ability to perceive things positively and maintain a sense of humor. Stress is hard, and it's everywhere. And you can free yourself up from the clutches of by assembling a toolbox of new approaches to communication, adaptability, awareness, attitude, calm and chaos, and humor. Try a few of them out, and ideally, try them all out. Either you win, or you let stress win. And frankly, I think you're a winner. Choose to beat stress through the art of improvisation. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful holiday season.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.